track rating is a heavy 8. Taking us through the Quaddie League's Kev Casey. Kev, good morning.
G'day, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you, Kev. First event, we'll take a look at the first leg of the Quaddie. It's a maiden over the 1,100 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 6, 7, 8, 11, 16 and 17. Spritzy Saritza is the favourite at $2.60. Andorra La Vella at $4.40. Chow Bicky at $5.650. Island Lass and My Deal $9.50.
Yeah, look, the favourite, this filly, Spritzy Saritza, is the way to go here, I think. She's had two runs back, including here at the home track, first up. Only just sort of edged out last done on a soft 6. She'd be able to handle this this slightly wetter track, I would think. She gets a good setup in the run, and she looks well poised. She's had 4 weeks or almost a month between runs, but so many of these horses today have missed a run with the Scone meeting from, what was it, 9 days ago that didn't get further than one race in. So, I mean, she's nicely suited otherwise. This looks a good race for her. I expect her to be winning. Some value here, I thought, in 5, Sing and Dance, who possibly should have finished closer at Newcastle last time. He's coming through provincial races. He handled heavy reasonably 2 starts ago. Nothing flash, but I think he could set up well in the run, and he looks big odds to me, or over what he should be. The other two here are Andorra La Vella, whose debut was okay, and Chow Bicky, who is having first start for Chris Lees. Respect to them, but I think the favourite looks pretty good here. 9, 5, 1 and 10 for race 5.
9, 5, 1 and 10 for Kev in the first leg of the Quaddie from the Sunshine Coast. We'll push a brief pause on the Sunshine Coast preview there. They're about to box for the first at Healesville. McInerney 170, fixed 230 on the tape as we head to James.
Hello and welcome to the team at Sky Racing joining us here at Healesville as well. Brendan Delaney, a very good morning at RSN 927. All relays joining us for a nice little program of straight track racing today. 12 races here and the favourite for the first, McInerney in 7. Set to go, green light. Away and racing, and McInerney slow to begin, pull to the outside, out quickly Lily Jane with Mystical Zendik. They'll share the lead with Into the River, and then Magic Dust Bomb, Blue Sky Limit. McInerney's letting go with a big run from Skip's Turn, and My Girl Maddie, look at McInerney, let go, dashed away to Blue Sky Limit. That's a really impressive win. From last to first, favourite wins, McInerney by 3, beating Blue Sky Limit, third threading through My Girl Maddie ahead of Skip's Turn, then Mystical Zendik, followed then by Lily Jane, Magic Dust Bomb and Into the River one at the last in. Handled the straight brilliantly for Tim Britton, 16 and 92. He was slow to go, pulled to the outside and absolutely blew them away. Number 7 wins the first, was well backed, and the money's spot on there. McInerney winning number 7, and to overcome that slow start and then just power through the gears. Such an impressive win, number 7, doing it hard out wide and really running through the gears nicely, beating 6, Blue Sky Limit, makes a nice debut to run second, 2.5 by 3 3/4, with number 3, My Girl Maddie, getting through to grab the third. So 7, 6, 3, fourth in was number 2.
7, McInerney, 160 and 110. Second, 6, Blue Sky Limit, 360. Third in, My Girl Maddie, $2.40. Fourth in was 2. The Quinella, 1790, exact to 1720, try $137. And the first 4, $444.50. Before we get going again with the Scone preview, an announcement coming through from Racing Victoria. Tomorrow's Warrnambool program has been transferred to Casterton. Warrnambool's been waterlogged for some time, and that venue has now changed. Tomorrow's racing heads to Casterton. On to the second leg of the Quaddie at Scone on the Heavy 8 with Kev Casey. This is a benchmark 66 over 1,400 metres. 4 and 7 come out. Eager is the favourite, $3.50. Heredero at $6.50 for Jar Jar Chabugi. Nothing Sacred, $6.50. $9 Oakfield Target, and Baruti is a $9.50 chance.
Yeah, interesting race, this one. I'm going with the first upper of this race, number 5, Nothing Sacred, who's a 3-year-old, who nearly a 4-year-old, obviously, but he's had one preparation only. His wins came on soft 6, soft 7. He'll handle heavy. He's a son of Sacred Falls. I was taken with his trial. Stablemate was out front all the way. He got back a fair way, but just working on really, really nicely. I think he's clearly got the upside. He jumps off the page as lightest raced here. And 1,400 first up, I think he'll cope with. Again, those wins were at 1,450, 1,600. So he'll, in time, get to probably 2,000 in his career. I think at the price on offer at the moment, he's worth a try here on return. Number five on top, probably the valued bet of the day for me. Three Oakville Target will go forward and has hit some form to handle the heavy 10 last start. So should be kicking on here, I would say. Jacha Shabugi is a mare who's in form. She went to Newcastle last time. She was $4 out for $10. She went forward and led and copped some pressure and didn't go on with it. This is more suitable for her. She's proven on heavy early in her career. The number one Iger has home track form. Was just beaten on heavy 10 last time. Up in grade here, down in class a little bit. So they claim away from the to what looks a winnable weight for him. So they're all winning chances for me there. 5-3-2-1 the order.
Race number 7, a class 1 over the 1,100 metres. Scratchings in this event are 4, 5, 7, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16 and 17. Tinker's Lad is the favourite here at $3.30. Defiant Heart, $4.40, $5.50 split. Miss Kajiki is $6 and $7 at Bayaka.
Yeah, look, absolutely the way of the market here. Tipping favourite to beat second favourite and further down the list. So 2-1-9-10, Tinker's Lad, who has had one preparation. Again, a three-year-old on the comeback here, last seen in January this year. And the win came at Scone on heavy. Gets to a good posse here in the run, I would say, and comes in off two reasonable tries without really springing them up. They're okay. Did enough for something like this first up, I would think. So on board, on top he goes, ahead of Defiant Heart, who... he's up from a maiden, first run for the stable, looked rock solid, there's no money, but won well. The runner-up has won since, got some speed, think can make the step here and be very competitive coming up from the maiden to this class one. So two ahead of one, 9 Spilt and 10 Biker have both had two runs back and look sort of, you know, well set up. Whether they're just really in love with the heavy is my query with them both. I think given that the top two here are already proven on it, happy to have them clearly above. That's the way the market sees it as well. 2-1-9-10 for race 7.
2-1-9-10 in the seventh final event on the program from Scone today. Scratchings are 6, 14, 16, 17 and 18. Very Sharp is the favourite at $2.60. Chasing Comets at $4.80. Free Rider, $5.950. Lady Tycoon Feeling Mighty at 10 along with Freddie Eddy. And then Dubai Harbour, a $12 chance.
Yeah, again, we'll tip the favourite here, Very Sharp, who has only had one go on heavy, but that was in the $2 million English Millennium race, and it's been a long way. All other runs, I've seen her either place or just miss a top three slot. She saluted here 5 weeks ago on something a little drier than what she sees today, but I think she'll handle it okay. And really, we've got some form from that race from Biker in the previous race. There's some sort of form on. Look, I think regardless, with the claim here, Very Sharp, very likely to run well. 3 Chasing Comets resumed in, I reckon, what was a reasonable sort of benchmark 58, certainly at the top end there. But the Cornella are better than that level. Did enough there for mine. The Toppy Free Rider is on the comeback here and could have something to offer. 4 Feeling Mighty next in line, but 2-3-1-4 to round things off.
Best value quality and play for Scone, please, Kev.
Yeah, look, best value, nothing sacred there. So that was race 6, a resuming 3-year-old who will handle the wet and will have a good, strong finish there. So race 6, number 5. And a bit of time for the front half of this card, Brendan. So I'm going to mention race 3, number 2, Step Lee, as a horse who just made a very, very nice debut. A solid second to a horse, a stable mate. I think he's no longer a stable mate, but that horse has won again straight away since and started a short price favourite. This horse did really well. Ashley Morgan on top there, riding plenty of winners of late, I think he can ride race 3, number 2 to victory, and also race 4, number 8, Miss Kingston, looks a solid bet there after a terrific first up run as well. So there are two others I'll mention, race 3, number 2, and race 4, number 8, as good bets in the first half of the card. Quaddy-wise, first leg 1-5-9, second leg 1-2-3-5, third leg 1-2-9-10, and we're home with 1, 2, and 3 for the Quaddy at Scone.